I would love to hear your perspective on how the Bible is used to install patriarchy into society. Sure, well, the Bible was written largely in the Middle East. The Middle East is known for being more dry and arid than other places. Religions that are founded in dry, arid places like deserts, such as Judaism, Christianity, Islam, and Zoroastrianism, tend to have stricter gender roles. Because there is a lot of competition, there is scarcity, you are often fighting other tribes, and for that reason, you need a continuance of population, which usually means that women are often relegated to birthing roles or taking care of the family. However, when you have religions that are started in different areas, such as tropical islands, like a lot of Polynesian religions, as well as in forests, like a lot of Native American religions, gender roles aren't nearly as strict. They can often be quite fluid. A lot of Native American religions, for instance, are matrilineal in structure, often usually having a matriarchy in form. Usually there's figures of a goddess, as opposed to the Christian god, which is strictly male in form. Despite being genderless in form, because gender is a constraint of having a body, God in the Bible is always personified as male. He is described using male pronouns, he's depicted as having a loud male voice, and every single time that God descends down to earth from heaven, he takes the form of a human man, not a woman. Religions that have male gods, or in this case, the male personification of a deity, often tend to be more patriarchal, because the followers of a religion will try to emulate the nature of the leader of that religion. If God is depicted as male, then the leaders of a religion, in this case Christianity, should also be male to be earthly representations of divine power. This also enforces certain things too, such as vertical morality, and it excludes women from positions of authority. So in the Bible, where you have a god that is only described as male, where only men are encouraged to seek positions of authority, and where only men are allowed to interpret the scriptures, this will inevitably create a culture of patriarchy. In practice, by citing the Bible as the ultimate authority, you can justify patriarchy because it is found within its text. And this most famously happened probably with the Roman Empire under Constantine the Great in the 4th century. Constantine is known as the first Christian emperor of Rome, and he's known for ending religious intolerance as well as even sponsoring the Council of Nicaea. However, the reasons for why he did this are unknown. His faith has been considered to be somewhat henotheistic, as in he worshipped a sun god and he considered the Christian god to also be a sun god, but it is known that he most likely converted to Christianity and endorsed it because it was politically popular, but he might have also done it because it was a very lenient religion, in that he could do whatever he wanted so long as he's just repented his sins. And he famously never got baptized until right before he died, and while he was still a Christian, he did several things that many people would consider to be unforgivable sins. Nevertheless, the Roman Empire was very patriarchal. Christianity was also patriarchal. Therefore, the Roman Empire adopting Christianity is, in a way, justifying patriarchy. And this happens throughout history multiple times.